Well, one day it was meant to be this place that between Bob and myself. Bob knew it, and now he had ideas of things that he thought we ought to do and things he would like to do. And he became interested in it. I just didn't change. I mean, I had built a business, I started a business, I was building it. Most successful. Extremely well within, extremely well within. And I just wasn't going to change. And that worried me. Because I like to see that one day Bob would flare up and say, oh, look at this, walk out of here. When I retired, I had a problem because a couple of things. First of all, I had two children. And what do I do with these things? How am I be fair? And that worried me because I have seen so many instances where families get along well. And it was a business concern for the business. And to turn the business over to the children. One works in the business, one doesn't. The one doesn't get a salary and an income, and one doesn't get an income out of it. And I've never seen it work out. Because after a while, the one that's working says, what the hell? Every time you do every 6 months after that, I have a check, set it off to the mother's garden. You get fed up with it after that. And if they don't get fed up with it, they're willing to go ahead and live up to the agreement. The one that's receiving the check, if business gets bad, they say, gee, looks like you're not running the business properly. You know, now you're running with the hell because you're not making
it's
a no-win. It's a no-win. It's like, well, that worries me. I went to any of my friends who were in business would talk to me. Give me any advice that I could accept. I went to attorneys, although my son saw a group of husband attorneys who put this, I went to a group of other attorneys that put me for advice. I couldn't get the advice that I wanted. Trying to be fair to the people. I spent plenty of sleepless nights about it. And finally I came to a decision of what I wanted to do. And I called all four of them together, and I said, well, this is what I'm going to do, and I just decided to say, this is it. This is something I wanted all of them to be in on, and I wanted them to accept it. So they had a meeting, and I said, I told them what I wanted to do, was turn the business over to Bob and Marvin. That's fair about that. Well, the business wasn't the only thing that I had. I mean, I had a few of his sales jobs. I've done very, very well. So the stocks and the bonds and the other aspects of government. But somehow it just didn't balance out because the business was a little worth a little more than it needed. So I suggested that the client, Bob and Marley, give Luke and Alan a number of dollars a year for a period of 10 years.
Like for rent?
Well, no, but for their share of the business.
Okay. In other words, you would buy their share out.
Give them a number of dollars.
Right.
Which they probably do, and that's what happened. And 10 years have gone. They paid it off the under the quarter of 10 years. And everybody's happy.
Wonderful.
It's worked out very, very extremely well. And it's given me a lot of pleasure. Because so many of the people that I most of the people seen. And I've seen businesses, what has happened to businesses under those conditions. The first generation starts a business, is very successful, it's not over to their children, it's right down the street. And that poor man, the kids didn't work for it. In 2 weeks, it's still on. Bob is different. Bob is a hard worker. And he appreciated that he's very conservative. He wasn't the kind of, I got so much more money, I'm going to buy a Cadillac, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy a big phone, and so forth. That's it.
So it's his engineering background.
Yeah, it was useful. And it seems that as a whole, engineers are very conservative and very... You know, when I was selling on the road, if I came into a home to sell, and the man who was an engineer, he smoked a pipe, forget about it, you could walk out of there, but you just couldn't sell it.
I just know what you're saying. That is like buttoned up, uptight. Look at conservative.
Yeah,
and
they're
strict. Straight in the mirror.
Yeah,
it has to be,
Bob,
everything
yeah.
has to be like according to the
rules. That's Bob. I mean, an engineer.
But that would be good business wise.
Yeah.
That's the person that
he's done very well. So I'm very happy, and I get a lot of pleasure, and I get a lot of out of seeing what they have done for the business. And they in turn have helped their children. They have two children, and they in turn have helped them. And they're in good shape, and they're ready to retire.
That's right. Is Bob and Marlene's children, are they in the business?
Yeah, they're in the business.
But the grandchildren are in the business?
No.
That's what I mean.
No, the grandchildren are in the business. They have Marlene and Bob, they have two children, they're married, and they have five grandchildren.
Oh, boy.
Between them, they live in Philadelphia. As a result, I have five great grandchildren. God willing, the attendance of them next year. My oldest grandchild next year.
Your oldest great grandchild. Yeah. And they live in Philadelphia.
They all live in Philadelphia. The brother and sister are very close. The brother bought a home in Shelton County, area of Philadelphia. And when Tammy, his sister, was looking to buy a home, she wanted to be right in that area.
Why did they go to Philadelphia?
Eddie, this is an older. You must have taken the river course and had shown me in Philadelphia. And he's a dentist. And he's doing very well. And of course, you know, she wanted to go back to Philadelphia. And then he came out of high school. And then she went to a designing school, decorating school. And she had my daughter's dad. So now I am retired. I retired at 80. And I retired. You know, when it was suddenly, you know, people as a rule, they retired, they make plans for it. I did not make any plans for retirement, but I hadn't thought of retiring. And so as a result, one day I had a job and the next day I'm out of work. And I sat in this apartment. They won.
Yeah, were you married?
No, I got divorced.
So you were divorced?
Divorced. And then since that time, she passed away. It was a permanent divorce.
Okay, that was 17 years of marriage.
17 years. And we got divorced. We're friendly divorced. In fact, the very friendly was a family member. And so
you sat in the apartment.
I sat in this apartment. Day one, day three, day two, maybe day four. I got into crack. Because I what did I do to myself? Because all I realized then that all I had ever done was work. So I would go back to the office. I still had my office. And I was different. When I went in, and I was active, and I went in, and phones were ringing, and Mr. Ryder this, and Mr. Ryder that, and all over the place. And I would walk in, and I said, nobody there. Had all, out of courtesy, they would say good morning to you. So I had nothing to do. I stood around.
You lost your status.
Yeah, didn't have anything. So I couldn't go back to the office. policy. So I did that for 2 years. And I enjoyed that. And then it got to the point that I started with IT. So I wanted to do it with myself. And I got up in the morning. I had nothing to do. And I got to it. And I wasn't finished yet. But I'm busy.
That is true about retiring, I know.
But no, I'm busy, and I'm very happy, very contented. And I was very, very fortunate. I met a young lady.
That makes a difference.
And she was going to get a natural opportunity.
Exactly.
And New Jersey, about 40 minutes from New York. sometimes you believe in New York. It's only going to be in New York for a couple of weeks. We're going to have a college. We're in New York. We're going to New York. Everybody was up there, of course, that did it. So, then I got my sister, my sister, to the end, they get her over there. She got it. I don't have any vision. She didn't have it. My sister was married to her when I got it. I don't have any vision because she's not Jewish. I don't have to, I don't want you to tell me I don't have to go to the ship. There's plenty of Jewish women to go there. I don't want to hear about it. Well, as a result, I'm not going to do it. So she kept after me, she wanted to be here. And finally one day I said, okay, she's coming this evening. We'll meet her. But I don't want to hear one word about the fact that she's not Jewish. So she met her fellow lover.
Yes.
And my family had the rudest crazy about it. So that went on for a while, and I said to
too much for you because
no,
it's very
too much. I have another. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, is that too late? Because we'll come back. We can just come back. Okay, we'll just come back.
It would be better for me.
I think so. I think that you've been so generous, so really generous with your time. Okay. I think
okay.
We've stopped at a good point, and we'll just come back.